Well, one of the things I've, in going around the campaign trail, and we get the opportunity to talk to a lot of people, and some of the people I've talked to in the education sector indicated to me that sometimes Illinois has just onerous regulations on teacher credentials, and these need to be relaxed a little bit, because what we're doing is finding people that are qualified, but because of technicalities in credentials, we can't hire them, and so they go to another state. And so I think the reason we're having shortage of teachers is because we're making it too hard for qualified people to be hired in the state of Illinois. That's what I'm gaining from discussing that with educators and other people in the education industry. The funding is sometimes a shell game, and that is somebody says, oh, we're going to do this project over here, and that'll provide funding. At the same time, they turn around here and cut it somewhere else. And so there's no gain on that part. And as surprisingly as it may sound, as I mentioned, the minimum wage, that also impacts educational opportunities. And for high schools and colleges, they feel the pinch too, because they hire people at that level, and it's going to, again, increase the problem. I think we need to stop doing unfunded mandates as well. This is something I'm finding in colleges and education. All these institutions, even municipalities, when there's unfunded mandates coming from the state, state edicts on high, you shall do this. And what happens is that once it's required, but they don't give them any funding to do it. And so now the institution, whether it's education or municipality or whatever it is, has to sit down and say, this is a must-do. We're going to have to spend money to do this, so what are we going to have to cut in our budget? Because we have to do this. And so this is a big concern throughout the state, is the continuation of unfunded mandates that the state requires people to do, but they don't provide any funding to do it.